First of all, I just want to say that slow speaks, I honestly don't understand it or understand how it works, but they are able to bring some amazing people to our community and such a small community compared to the bigness of the speakers that they're able to get is just so appreciated. And I would encourage you to sign up and also really do your level best to spread the word in the future when folks are here that we have these rare and really important opportunities to hear voices that we don't get to hear, especially in person, and especially the opportunity to potentially share our voice with them and with each other. So these kinds of events, I think, are really important, especially for some smaller communities like we are, and some fairly, conservative communities like we are as a county, especially. So I'm really appreciative of Slow Speaks and all of the mysterious, to me, work that must go on behind the scenes to make these things happen. So thank you, all of you, too, for being here, taking time out on your Saturday night to be a part of this, be a part of this dialogue, educate yourself, and hopefully be part of making the world just a little bit better. I've been listening a lot to Abby getting ready for this, and it's super exciting. I'm guessing a lot of you have too. And so I don't want to take too much time because she's really the voice that we want to hear from tonight. But I just wanted to say a few things before we get started to introduce her. And just to make it clear that democracy itself is really a threat in many ways to capitalism, true democracy. The two are not synonymous, even though we often think of them as being so. They are opposites and often in conflict. Our system depends on us remaining ignorant at times, acquiescent and uninvolved and demotivated, which I think is one of the main things in my experience that our corporate media does, allowing the center to and the right to change society for their benefit, or any corporate interest essentially to change society for their benefit, continuing the snowball that has been happening for so many years of really putting profits over people. The way to change is not to move to the center, hoping for political reform, whatever that is, but rather change only comes from really and truly committing to our values, for truly committing to putting people over profits. And Abby has committed to her values, and she is pressing up hard, right? And she is coming up from the bottom, from the grassroots, from alternative media. I'm not sure if that's the preferred term, but that's one of the things that I would consider it. As a journalist and a filmmaker, she's covered the Oakland Occupy movement and event, watching young people react to the overall treatment of the financial crisis as they spontaneously organized and pushed society to see the impacts, and to not just see the impacts, but to really feel the impacts of income inequality. And now, as we all know, she is a part, and the Occupy movement is key to our very common terms that we understand now about the 99% and the 1%, and how essential that is to the dialogue as we move forward to continue to address growing income inequality. Russia Today picked up Abby's Breaking the Set media critique program, counterspinning the mainstream's drumbeat with evidence, detail and rigor, exposing mainstream media's push to promote and support their advertisers' agendas. No doubt her interviews with Noam Chomsky and Chris Hedges are important, but just as important are her interviews and reporting with the Campesero farmers in Latin America, the women working to hold their villages together in the face of death squads. These are things that we very much don't often hear about in our mainstream media, to say the least. The survivors of Hurricane Harvey in Houston, Palestinians fighting to stop the colonization of their land. Covering U.S. imperialism, The Empire Files is her program on Telesur, documenting the government's drive to make the world safe for corporate extraction. And let's not forget, for any of you that know me, and it's not a It doesn't matter whether it's about me or not, but the thing that brought me to politics especially was my understanding around our changing climate and how, in my opinion, that's really the defining issue of our time. And so when we're talking about these issues, we are really talking about corporations putting the profits of their shareholders and themselves over our very lives. and especially the lives of our children and future generations. She is alerting us of our responsibility to put the brakes on this machine. Abby Martin's work in Venezuela is emblematic. The media fails to mention U.S. support for Venezuela's far right, the elite, manufactured shortages of commodities, and the drumbeat against President Maduro, ignoring gun-bearing protesters to focus instead on, quote, government corruption. Taking on the system doesn't make you a lot of friends. It certainly doesn't make you a lot of friends with so-called power. But change comes from making friends with the many and bringing people together. And as you listen tonight, let Abby's work and art be examples for you, for your own path, reminding us that the way to gain personal fulfillment is not through accumulation, but from the struggle for social justice. So please join me in welcoming Abby Martin.
Thank you.